Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Somebody's Mama Podcast. We're your hosts, Kendra
and Nicole.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We know that we were, we had an episode last week, huh?
Not last week, but I think the week before.
Okay, yeah. So you guys forgive us because I have been sick. I'm still sick, actually. It's been a whirlwind of things, so we'll get into that, but we thank you guys for joining us again. Make sure you guys are subscribed so you never miss an episode. If you're watching on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we do have visuals on YouTube, so you guys can go over to Somebody's Mama Podcast on YouTube and subscribe over there. Follow us on Instagram at Somebody's Mama Pod, so you guys can keep up with us.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to just kind of like give a little overview of what we've been up to, and then we're going to get into some things. So, Nicole, how have you been? What's been going on in your world?
Listen, it has been so busy in my world. Mm-hmm. First of all, everything graduation happened last week. It was so chaotic. Mm-hmm. I started the week off with my son's promotion, and he got an award.
Yay!
It was a lot, but I'll talk about that later in my mama moment.
Okay.
And then I went to my niece's graduation and she graduated from high school. It was like this big thing and it was fun. Mm-hmm. Then my dad flew in for that graduation. So it was cool to have my dad. Yeah, it was really nice to have him down here for a couple of days. And, you know, my kids get to see my dad and they know who he is, but it's nice to be able to like see him in person and whatnot. So that was awesome. And then my daughter had a graduation.
Mm-hmm.
For
so cute.
For pre-K. Yeah, she was so excited and they did a little performance and it was just super cute. As much money as I pay them people,
they better have did it.
Cause we would have had to fight because y'all know childcare is expensive, okay? Especially in childcare in California is expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. And a friend of mine just moved to I think Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, I'm putting both of my kids in childcare in Idaho. And they're going both to a Christian private school and it's $750 a month.
For both kids. Wow. There's no way in California you would find that.
No, for two kids? No.
No.
That's like the registration fee.
Right.
So that was a lot. So actually the student that moved to Idaho was one of my daughter's closest friends. So we got to kind of hang out with them before they left. And then after graduation, we just got the ball rolling right away. Like,
y'all did. I said that yesterday. I said they kicked off their summer right.
Yes. Every day I have something planned. I have something organized. So the first day that we were home, we went to the 99 cent store and just bought all the bubbles, all the chalk, all the things. They got home, they did their bubbles, they did their thing. The next day, we kicked out all the water toys, water, bubbles, water fights, just the whole bit. I did a little reel. I was looking crazy, but I was like, I don't care. we ended up doing this thing where they had to finish the lyric and then they would just dump the water. Finish the lyric. And if they didn't get the lyric, they would get the water dumped on their head.
Yeah.
So on part one, I actually dumped the water on my son's head, which I haven't uploaded yet. And then part two, they got the lyric and they dumped the water on my head. And I posted that video.
Oh.
And that was just so much fun. And the day after that, I forgot what we did. I don't know. We've been going. And then the day after that, we went to Disneyland. And Disneyland was a ball, okay?
Yes.
Disneyland, first of all, it was grad night. And they do grad night completely different now.
Really?
So now they do grad day, basically.
So all the kids were there.
All these teenagers were there all day, right?
Oh, wow.
And they didn't leave till like 2 in the morning. And it actually wasn't that bad because it was a more expensive day to go to Disneyland. And I think that's really the trick is like to go to Disneyland on an expensive day.
It's not as many
It's
people.
not people like we still got to go on a bunch of rides. Like we would get through the lines in like 10, 15 minutes, like easy. The kids went on the what's it called? The White Mountain, the mountain with the white top?
That not Space Mountain.
No, Mammoth or something like that. Anyways, they went on that and they just screamed and it was just too funny. Araya had a ball and what's it called? Oh, what's it gonna say? Anyways, Disneyland, they just had a ball. And then today they went to summer camp thing for the day, a day summer camp thing. And I just got them
Yeah,
go,
you
oh,
should have an air moving.
swim. That's the day that I forgot. We went to swim. So they have just been, and then tomorrow we're back at swim.
Yes.
We're doing a Target run in the morning to buy a toy. And then that afternoon we're going to swim. And trying to figure out what we're doing Friday. I was going to hit you up about Friday, actually. I was going to see.
Yes, because we're officially back in the game. I have been having to watch from afar because
Oh.
my life has been very different.
You was ripping and running, though. You was ripping and running.
And it put me in the bed.
Yeah, in a bad way.
Right. So, like Nicole said, I've been ripping and running. So since I last saw you guys, I think I had just came back from Cabo and I kind of had like a little sniffle. So the climate change from going from hot and humid in Mexico, and when I landed in California, it was like raining. So it kind of messed me up a little bit with the allergies. That was fine a couple days. A week after that, my throat started hurting. So I'm like, what's going on with my throat? It felt like my throat was closing up, but I already had a trip planned to Atlanta to attend the Women of Recession Proof kickoff event. So hey ladies, if you are here from the Women of Recession Proof event, welcome. I got a chance to meet so many amazing women while I was there. I actually got to speak on behalf of Somebody's Mama podcast. So that was really exciting to speak on the panel. We also sponsored some ladies for the event. It was a beautiful event. Like I said, I met so many women, but just to hear everybody's stories, and we talked a lot about being stay-at-home moms and also entrepreneurs, and just the battle between the two. And so it was really cool to kind of like connect on that level because when I talked about being a stay-at-home mom, I wasn't sure the response that I would get. But so many women raised their hands that they were either like a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home working mom, where you're basically working from home. And so it got deep real quick. But it was just such a beautiful experience. But that whole time, my throat was closing up on me. Okay.
Happy to be here.
Yes. And so the more I talked, the more air got in there, the more it was just like, oh girl, what's going on? In my mind, I was like, I'm going to urgent care as soon as I land. So that's what I did the next day. I went to urgent care and they told me that I had like an infection in my ear that dripped down into my throat, which was causing my throat to close up. So I'm like, cool, give me an antibiotic, I'll be straight. No. So I take the antibiotic and that triggers some other things. I end up having a fever for 5 days. I am completely man down at this point. And I was like, what am I gonna do? Like, I have so many things to do. Like, we just came off of having this amazing event. All these people are coming to the podcast, to our Instagram, and like, we're getting this influx, and I'm like, man down. And so it was a struggle, but thank God for my husband because he held it down. Like he really kicked it into high gear with taking over with the kids while he was working. He was also planning for a trip. He had to go to Atlanta the next week for his boot camp.
Oh my goodness.
So he's ripping and running, like helping me. And I just got to get better enough to take care of my kids next week. I went back to the doctor, got some more medicine. That kind of helped me get over the hump to take care of the kids the following week, because it was the last week of school. So we had our last week of school last week. I also have a kindergartner who was graduating, but our school decided not to do a graduation.
Which is just like...
like, no. I was so upset. Like, I learned about...
You were so upset.
I had a pre-K.
I'm a pre-K doing graduation. Kindergarten, it's like...
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Everybody gets a kindergarten graduation. Like, I understand in during COVID times, you have to switch things up. But our school never switched back. So I learned about this kind of like halfway through the school year. So I asked the teacher. I should have went to the principal or the PTA. But I asked the teacher, you know, do you guys do anything? They said no. I said, well, what if the parents, because you guys know I'm the room mom.
Yes.
So I was like, because I had already talked to some of the other parents and they were kind of sad about it too. So we were like, well, what if we get together and we sponsor the graduation? Yes. And she's like, oh, I don't know, da, 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 da. So they never got back to us and basically told us no. So the only thing that they did was they did take like a, like a cap and gown picture, but there was no cap. There was just a gown. And the gown didn't fit all the way, so you could see like the collared shirt. Thank God we put a collared shirt on our son, but a lot of the kids just had play clothes on underneath because they're thinking they're getting a gown up to here. It showed this much of the neckline.
Yeah.
And then they're holding a little diploma, but they didn't have a full like hat or anything. Picture came out nice, but literally that's all they did. And they slipped it into their backpack. There was no award ceremony. There was no presentation of certificates. There was nothing. And so that was really sad to us parents because the kids worked really hard this year.
Yeah. Kindergarten is a hard year.
Kindergarten stuff, I didn't realize. I was like, I don't remember doing all this in kindergarten when I was in kindergarten.
And I'm bracing myself.
Like, we were coloring and cutting and learning basic skills. Now you have to be able to write 5 complete sentences. You have to be able to read or pass a certain level on your sight words, which is great. Like, because Kenan did receive a few awards for his reading. And, you know, he passed all his sight words and everything. Like, he's excelling. And we wanted to celebrate that. So it was really sad to not have that. But, you know, I wasn't just going to take it laying down. So my husband and I got on Amazon. We ordered him a cap and gown. We ordered him a diploma. And my mom was on board. She's like, what you need me to do? So she went and picked up the balloons. And we all, my parents came, my husband, we all came to pick him up from school. And we had our balloons and we had our everything ready for him. And when he came out of the gates, he was so surprised to see everybody there. So he was like, oh. And we're like, whoa, happy graduation day. Woo! So everybody's looking at us. Everybody's looking at us and we did not care. And we're just making like a lot of noise and everything because we're like, we're going to celebrate you. So that was really fun. It made my day. It made his day. A couple other parents actually brought balloons and flowers for their kids too. So that was like, it was like 2 other parents. So that was nice. And then we took everything over to his teacher, like, girl, hold this so we could take a picture. So she held the little diploma and took the photos. I was like, I got everything I wanted.
I just needed the photo and the graduation and the cap, okay?
Yeah, and he's going to walk across some stage. He walked across that playground. We cheered the whole way. So, so we got that done, and now we are on summer break. But at the end of all of that, we got some really bad news that a family member passed away. So as soon as my husband got home from Atlanta, we had to pack our bags, pack the car up, and we took a road trip to where my husband is from to be with his family. So we have been dealing with that all weekend, and it has been very heavy.
Yeah.
Very, very heavy. So keep my family in your prayers. But yeah, so the kids had a good time though, because they were able to be with their cousins and like see their family and everything. You know, these hard times are really, really hard, but being around family helps. And so just having all the kids there playing and like enjoying themselves. They have no idea what's going on. Puts a smile on everybody else's face. So, yeah, so it's been a whirlwind, and there's also so much going on in the world right now. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but just to catch y'all up, that has been what we have been up to. I'm still recovering. I still have like a cough. So talking is actually like triggering me wanting to cough. I still put a cough drop in, but I do have my water.
Okay, I was going to ask you. Have your water.
I have my water so I don't be hacking up a lung and like not able to relieve myself.
Yeah, I usually have water or wine. I don't have anything today because I was running late and I was like, I just need some water, but it's all right. I'll survive.
Right. I kind of already just told my mama moment in a thing. I was going to talk about the kindergarten thing, but go ahead. You talk about your mama moment.
Okay. I had told you guys earlier that my son had a promotion and that my daughter did graduation, right? Uh-huh. I did not expect myself to like down crying.
Oh,
when my son went up there for his award, because they didn't have like a graduation, it was just like, mm-hmm. you know, second grade going to third grade. But he really wanted to get an award from school because every semester they give out awards and mm-hmm. he's never got one. Yeah. And so this past award ceremony, he was like, Mom, I had a bad day at school because I didn't get an award and I really wanted an award. And I was like, you know, just work hard and, you know, maybe you'll get one the next one. And I've just been like crossing my fingers, like, please let this kid
get something. Yeah.
And then to see him go up there and get his award for an accomplishment he made in school, I was just sitting there and I just started like breaking down, like, oh my God. I cannot believe I am like breaking down right here at the first ceremony, you know?
Yeah.
But to see your kids like struggle with something and then to like get an award for overcoming their own personal struggles with school.
Yeah.
It was just like to take the time to acknowledge your child and that they might have started off with a rough year but ended on a high note.
Yes.
It just means so much, you know? Mm-hmm. It just meant just so much. And then, so that was like tough. That was just, it was just like a 15 minute award. And I would just spent the whole thing just like, oh my God, I can't, I'm breaking down.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important though, like to celebrate our kids and their accomplishments because, you know, the hard work pays off and that it helps to push them further. Like he was working because he wanted that. I mean, he was working hard because he wanted to achieve his goal, but like he wanted that award.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why it's so important to have these celebrations and things like that. And I think sometimes like the schools, because they, you know, they've done this for so long. In our case, I feel like the school was just like, we're already doing enough with the sixth graders. Like forget the kindergartners, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's
you know, but I feel like it's that important because when you learn early on about, you know, how when you work hard you're rewarded, it pushes you to when you get to Austin's age, he knows what it feels like to be celebrated and he wanted that.
Yeah, and so, you know what? He didn't get a graduation because of 2020. So
So he looked forward to it because he saw the other kids, you know? And so now it's like, Kennedy didn't even know, like, what a real graduation is supposed to look like. He was like, yeah, I had a graduation, like, you know? And when I posted it on my Instagram, other moms were telling me, too, that their schools didn't, like, my cousin in Vegas, her school didn't do one. Like, another friend of mine, she's in somewhere in L.A., and her school didn't do one. So I'm just like, y'all are depriving these kids and parents. But at least your school do the awards assembly too. We didn't even have no awards assembly.
Every quarter, you don't have an awards assembly?
No. They put the awards in the backpack. I have pictures that they pass out awards at school, like I don't know if the older kids have that, but in kindergarten, they kind of just give it to them in class and send us a picture.
Aww.
Because Kenan got like a reading award and for reading and sight words or something else, but they just slip them in the backpack.
You're like, no, you guys, we need to go ahead and bring you. We got.
I want to get up there and make some noise, okay?
Yeah. Because that's a really good school too. It's known for being a good school. They need to bring that back. I know your school does a lot. It does a lot.
I think they take for granted that they have such high achieving children, and they don't really celebrate them the way that they should.
But
next year I'm gonna ask more questions, like who's supposed to be doing this? Is it supposed to be the PTA? Who's supposed to be doing this so that we can figure out how to get it going? Because I'm not finna go through my kid's whole elementary school and not ever go to an awards assembly. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we're not doing that. You know what else is gonna tell you, speaking of schools, is did you know you cannot suspend a child until fourth grade?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, I had told you about the bully at my son's school.
Yeah.
They couldn't suspend him. And then you know how, like, when they're learning 2 weeks before school ends, they cut it off and then it's just kind of all fun?
Yeah.
Well, the bully at my son's school, the 2 weeks right before it ended, he decided to punch somebody in the face. And then we never saw the kid back at school again. And come to find out, when I talked to my son's teacher, they're like, yeah, we couldn't suspend the child because it's second grade. And even though he kept doing stuff that was like off the rails, that superintendent just kept giving him more chances and more chances and more chances. I'm like, that kid should have got kicked out of school.
I don't remember that, because I'm like, in LA, I remember kids like getting suspended at school, in elementary school.
Yeah, but I guess
I don't know if it's the district or times have changed, but I could see them not wanting to do that because they're like, but there's got to be some type of intervention.
Yeah, like the kid was literally in there punching everybody, slapping everybody, putting people against the walls. Like, my son accidentally stepped on his shoe one time. He almost took my son out, overstepped. My son was like, it's circle time. I'm just trying to get to my seat.
Right.
It was a lot.
They don't send it to the principal office or anything?
Oh, yeah. He would get sent like every other day. It was horrible. But anyway.
I do remember kids like that, though. There's this little boy named Christian, ironically. And he was a terror. But I kind of remember him getting suspended. I don't know what grade he was in, but I remember him getting suspended. But I don't know.
See, in my elementary school, it was a Christian private school.
Uh-huh.
So we would get the kids that would get kicked out of other schools all the time.
Yeah.
So we would be like, oh, look, this badass little kid.
What you do to get put over here?
Yeah. They would be at our school for about 2 weeks and then they would get kicked out. Wow. And we'd be like, oh, Johnny was so much fun.
Yeah, I was still looking for some excitement.
Yeah, we're like, Johnny always get in trouble. He gave us something to talk about.
That's a mess. Okay, so let's move on to our topic. Today we wanted to kind of like talk about...
You know, mama moment?
My mama moment was basically talking about the kindergarten situation, but also I didn't talk about Bryson. So this was a special moment for me because at Bryson's class, we don't really get to volunteer in his classroom. So I never really get to see like his routine or anything like that. But I feel like his teacher went rogue because she didn't really ask for approval for this, but she did an award slash graduation in the classroom.
Oh.
So she invited all of the parents of the kids who are graduating from the preschool class. And then she gave awards to the other kids that are going to return next year. So Bryson is returning. He's only three, so he'll still be in preschool. But it was really nice. She had everything decorated, and all the parents came. And when I first came into the classroom, they were at recess. So I got to witness like him come in and like his little routine. And so he comes into the classroom. And he goes, he grabs his cup. He's like, I guess he was thirsty because he was chugging it. And then he puts his cup down and he goes and sits at the table and he's just swinging his little feet. And like all the other kids are kind of like doing their own thing, but like their routine normally is to come in and sit at the table. Mm-hmm. So he literally followed the routine. I was like, oh my God, gosh, because he don't be listening at home all the time. So I'm like, oh my gosh, he like has this cute little routine. Everything's so small and miniature. And then all the kids, they did their little award. So he got like a superstar student award. Mm-hmm. And it was just really, really cute. So I was grateful to have that experience because, like I said, all year long, I don't know what's been going on in there.
Right. Right.
Like the teacher sends photos, which I'm grateful for. But as far as their daily routine, like we have no idea what happens in that classroom. So
you're having fun and the teacher is nice. And
yeah. So it was cool to see like what type of toys he likes to play with in class. And all the parents, we were all huddled around. We're like, oh my gosh, look at this, look at this, look at how they're doing this, look at how they're doing that. Because like I said, none of us had ever been in there. Like we went in there for an open house, but it wasn't in a classroom environment, but we were able to like really see. So that was a cool moment.
She definitely went rogue.
Yeah, she went rogue because when we went, because you have to sign in through the office. So all the parents are coming in to sign in. She's like, all of you guys are going to that classroom? And we're like, yeah, it's the graduation. And she's like, what graduation? We're like, oh, nothing. Thank you. Like, but she's a new teacher. She's new to the school. Like, I don't know if she knew, and she was just like, I'm doing this. Because she had bought all this stuff for the kids. She made, like, little buckets for them with little treats and had their awards in there. So she really went out of her way to make it really nice. She ordered food. And we kept asking her, like, do you want us to bring anything? She's like, no, just come and enjoy. So it was really, really nice.
Bryson have a different teacher next year?
Hopefully he'll have the same teacher. She, like I said, she was actually a sub. I don't know what happened to the other lady, but the other parents said that they liked the current teacher better. And I really liked her too, but he never really got a chance with the original teacher. She was only there for like 2 weeks before she left with Bryson. So we didn't really get to experience her. Mm. So this teacher, she said that she's waiting to hear back, but she applied to be the permanent teacher at the school.
Aww. So
fingers crossed. Yeah. Because she's young, she's hungry, like she's excited about her job.
That's good.
So I love teachers like that. So hopefully she'll be our teacher next year.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. So yeah, so we wanted to go ahead and move into our topic for the day. And in light of everything that has transpired over the last week with the passing of Jackie O, DC Young Fly's girlfriend or life partner, I should say, because they've been together for a while. They had three beautiful children together. And it was just so, Nicole and I were both just like touched by the story. In her passing. And so we kind of wanted to kind of talk about it because she is a mother of three, and allegedly she passed after undergoing a mommy makeover surgery.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of talk about, like, you know, mommy makeovers or surgery, BBL, whatever. And a lot of different opinions about it. But with us both being moms who have had several children, and who have, you know, bodies have changed, we just kind of want to weigh in on our opinion on it and just kind of like break it down a little bit. So for those that don't know, like I said, she's a mom of three. She is a YouTuber. She, I believe she has a cosmetic line.
Yeah, a lip gloss line. Lip
gloss line. And I think she was a Wild 'N Out girl as well. Yes. But anyway, the story is that she went in for a mommy makeover. So people were saying, like, well, she looked fine. Like, why would you, you know, you have three kids. Why would you put yourself through that? And, like, you know, the risk and da 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 da. But through this, I've learned more about the procedure that I had no idea. One of the doctors, who's like a well-known surgeon, got on TikTok and he was explaining how the procedure is done. And he was basically saying that when you do the fat transfer, if fat gets into the wrong artery, it shoots straight to your heart and you will instantly die. And allegedly, There's no real source for what happened with her, but what I've heard was that she may have suffered some type of heart attack. Mm-hmm. And so if the fat was injected into the wrong artery, that could have triggered an heart attack based upon what the other surgeon was saying. And I kind of feel like it's not really talked about like that. Like, you know, we hear a lot about people getting BBLs or doing different type of plastic surgery procedures, and it's very normalized, but I've never heard about that specific thing to where it shoots into your heart. Have you heard about that?
See, I haven't heard about that, but I've been, this, her story has just like, I just can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
I keep listening to all these other podcasts talk about it. And something that came up to me about the whole mommy makeover thing is the way that so many of us moms don't even know, like you said, that that was part of the situation, because the medical field has kind of glamorized it, calling it a mommy makeover. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of like, oh, this is, you know, this should be fine.
It's a procedure. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, like it's just a simple thing, and they've made this, they've just glorified it, right? They've made it, beautified it. And I just can't stop thinking about it, because I feel like as a mom, everybody knows about like the mommy tummy, right? Where like your lower stomach, it's just like, it's like people keep talking about how, oh, she looks fine, but like, even for myself, I can see myself with no clothes on and be like, oh my gosh, like
that mom pouch. Mom pouch. That dang mom pouch.
Yeah, but then I could put on leggings, or I could put on a fitted shirt and I'd be like, oh no, I feel good. Like, I feel great. Like, oh my gosh, I look great. And there's so much pressure to snap back. And even like, even for me, I never really felt pressure to snap back, but yet I still felt like the want or the need, or, you know, and I feel like so many people are shaming the situation and the fact of like, you know, mom shouldn't have to do this or that. And it's like, unless you're a mom, you don't really understand the pressure of the situation, you know?
And just wanting to have your old body back, because people are saying like, she looked fine, or you, or, you know, or in general, when people get surgery, like, you look fine, you don't need anything, but that's your opinion.
Yeah.
If I want to do something to make myself feel good, or to look the way that I want to look, then who are you to tell me? Because let me tell you something. I've done a lot of research, okay? Yeah. And I want to get me a little nip and tuck as well. But I've always been kind of like scared to go under and things like that. So I haven't pulled the trigger on it. But I've inquired a lot about it. I've done a lot of research about it. I've looked into it. Now, for me, I wouldn't do a BBL because I don't have a desire to have like a big butt or whatever. Right. I just want this mommy belly gone.
Same, girl.
For me, my procedure would look different, because I'm not, the danger they speak of is removing the fat and injecting it back into your body. That's when it becomes dangerous. Whenever you're putting any object into your body, even if it's not, if it's your own fat, like he said, the doctor was saying, like, the arteries are so, it's such an intricate procedure that one wrong move and it's over. And so I was talking to someone about it, and they were saying they do explain to you the dangers of it, but you're so excited about getting the surgery, and you've seen so many people do it before, that you're kind of just like, okay, yeah, whatever. You know, there's always hazards to things.
Right.
That's
how I saw this thing where people are like, you know, the percentage of it going bad is so low, so they felt comfortable to do it.
Right. But I just watched a video today on YouTube where they were saying that the doctor that actually worked on her has had casualties before. Mm-hmm. And people were saying like, well, why didn't she do more research and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, we don't know what type of research that she did. And also it looked as though she had like some type of deal with the doctor or the company, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
So I've been seeing a lot of celebrities, influencers work with different plastic surgeons to get their procedures done. And it looks as though it's in exchange for advertisement. Because she was recording her process. There was a photo of her with the doctor before the procedure on his page, but they said he now has taken down. And he has ongoing lawsuits to where he sued a patient because they left him bad reviews.
Yeah, he sued two.
Right. And so it's a little bit of controversy there with the doctor. But just yesterday, I saw Alonzo Arnold, who is like a well-known celebrity hairstylist, who is doing his procedure. He did his procedure live on Instagram. So, and you know, thank God he's fine and everything so far that I know of, but people were getting on him, like, bad timing, like, why would you post this now? Well, if he's getting it done now, that means he's probably been planning for this for months.
Yeah, it's not something that happens overnight.
He has a contractual obligation with this surgery center, and you know, some people were like, well, you know, people have been doing this surgery forever. He can't cancel his plans because of what happens to somebody else. But it's just a fine line, like, right now, like, you know, being sensitive. A lot of people are being very insensitive to the situation. But all in all, my take is just that she's a mom who wanted to, you know, transform her body to the way that she wanted to do, like hundreds and thousands of moms have been doing for years.
Yeah.
So it's very unfortunate that this happened to her. I do think that we need to be very careful and do our research if that is something that you're going to do. But we can't shame people for the decisions that they want to make about their body.
Yeah.
Because a lot of moms think about it. I thought about it. I ain't even saying I might not never do it. I would never do a BBL. But as far as having any type of plastic surgery, and but you just never know what people are going through. Also, she's in the public eye. Like, her body looked a certain way before she had her kids.
Yeah.
And we give our whole body to our kids when we have them.
Yeah, we really do. She has
three small children. So, it's just a really, really, really sad story. I don't know.
I think the part that just feels really sad is just the part that it's like the three kids and they're so, yeah. I feel like when you decide to have surgery and a mommy makeover, I think anytime somebody decides to, because I believe a mommy makeover, you're getting a couple things done at the same time.
Yeah, it's usually like a breast lift, tummy tuck, maybe a BBL.
Yeah. So I feel like anybody that goes into that, you don't think something is going to happen, but you're kind of aware that something could happen, right?
A possibility, yeah.
But I just feel bad for the young children. Like, they're... Yeah. What is it? Well, the youngest hasn't even turned
10 months.
It's 10 months.
Mm-hmm. That's, and I know she thought about her kids. Anytime you go under surgery or have any procedure, you're going to think about your kids and your family. But she had no idea that her surgery would be the one. She probably has 15 friends that have had the same procedure.
Yeah, literally. She's probably in Atlanta. She probably knows so many people who've had the same procedure. And
she's probably had the procedure done before.
I mean,
like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, so people that are like really like shaming, it's crazy because it's like, she's probably done this before, or, you know, had friends that have had the procedure done. So you just never know. Yeah. Like, you literally just never know when it's going to be your time or how things are going to go. So I just feel like we can't shame people for a decision like this.
No, we can't.
You don't know what it's like to feel what it feels like to be in your body and feel like you're in a foreign place.
Yeah.
Because this is not the body that you're used to.
And you know what? When your kid is 10 months old, you okay, like having three kids, your kid is 10 months old, like your body has gone through so much. Like I can imagine, because I just feel like so close to that time, you know? Like my daughter just turned two, but I barely just started feeling like my body again. And it's been 2 years since I had my last child. So it's just, I don't know. I just can't stop thinking about her. And I can't stop thinking about too the fact that I don't know. A part of me feels not shamed, but like shamed in a sense of definitely being open to having plastic surgery or having a tummy tuck. And then to see that she had the procedure and now her children are by themselves. And there's this weird shame that I feel like I'm feeling because I feel like, oh, you know, if somebody would have offered me a free tummy
Would I have
tuck,
taken it? Yeah. Would I have taken it?
would I have taken it? And then like my kids are little, like it just feels like this weird shift happening, you know?
I think all in all, we just have to be gentle with ourselves. And we have to consider all things whenever making any type of decision. But I think as moms, we do need to be gentle with ourselves. We can be overly critical, and enjoy the body that you're in. Like I said, it's only you know how you feel inside of your body. But we do need to also give ourselves reality checks and love on ourselves and tell yourself you birthed humans. And that was no easy task. And you just have to appreciate the body that you have while you have it. You know, if that's this has taught us anything, it's just appreciate life, appreciate your body. And if you don't like something about yourself, you have the right to change it, but don't feel pressure to make it instant. Don't feel pressure to have it quick, you know. But just appreciate your body. That's what I got from it. And I kind of like for now, I kind of did take it off the table because I'm like, what do I care about more? Having a flat tummy or being here. And right now, with everything that's going on, like this is not the first time I've heard about a casualty just for myself. I'm like, maybe not right now. Like, you know, but I do feel like, you know, we do have to put things into perspective and see that you birth humans, you're getting older, your body is not gonna just go back to the shape that it was before, and that's okay.
And that's, I think that's a really hard thing to like wrap your brain around. Like, it's okay, because you're like, it's not okay.
Yeah, you're like, I got like a 10 and a talking tummy. It's hard to look at sometimes. So I was like I told y'all before, I've never been skinny, but I never had like the little bottom belly. Like that is
Me
new.
too.
Like
It's an experience. And it's just like, what is going on? I was like, listen, I'm gonna just keep doing the best I can. And
what I got.
I'm gonna freeze this fat. I'm gonna go see her, okay?
No, seriously. Also something that I saw today that was kind of like, okay, y'all, are y'all reaching or not? So B. Simone, the comedian, is very close friends with Jackie. I've seen over the years, I've seen them do vacations together, and like, you know, she's been there with her kids. The video that Jackie just posted before she passed, of taking her daughters to see the Little Mermaid, B. Simone was actually there, and she don't even have kids. So they are very close. So it's really sad to see all of her friends go through it. Like, I don't realize how many people that I follow that are were actually really close friends with her. And so to see them going through and suffering is like literally my heart was hurting because I was just like, oh my gosh, if this happened to anybody, you know, that I
Within
actually,
your friend group, it's just like
it's a lot.
it's a
And
lot.
so, but today, I guess, I don't know if today or yesterday, B. Simone had posted on her Instagram. She was like, you know, thank you for everybody that has reached out. during this time of grief or whatever. She's like, I won't be posting on here that much, but I will be posting on my close friends. My close friends has been so supportive of me during this time, so I will be going through my process over there. Something along those lines. Now, her close friends, she is a subscription on Instagram, so you do have to pay to see her close friends. However, her close friends is something that she has been promoting for a very long time, at least a year.
Right.
But because she said it in regards to her grief, people are like accusing her as using her grief as a money grab. And I feel like if you don't like her or if you didn't follow her, you would instantly think that. But me following her and knowing that she always constantly promotes her close friends, and the way she worded it, I didn't see it that way, but I did see how people could, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I would have said that, you know,
because it's
like, you could have left that alone. Like, or you could have just said like, I might be MIA for a while. You know, I don't know.
I feel like
it's a fine line.
I feel like she didn't have to tell us that she was going to take a break from social media.
Yeah.
Because I feel like her close friends are going to see her still posting over there because they still see her over there anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she probably felt a responsibility to let people know because she is so active online.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like anytime she says anything, it gets picked up by all the blogs, you know? Like,
yep.
Nobody else in the friend group gets posted on the blogs, only when she says something, you know?
Right.
And when I read it too, I didn't take offense to it. I definitely could see how people took offense to it. But when I read it, I didn't feel the offense towards it. It was just like, hey guys, obviously you guys know what's going on. You guys do pay to be a part of my, you know, social media thing. Like,
I think she also would have been fine if she didn't post the link.
Because
she said, I'm going to read it verbatim. She said, if you're not on my close friends, you're not going to see much of my life during this time. Close friends, I love you. Thank you for being a safe space. If she would have left it at that, I don't think it would have been a problem. But under that, she put her link, join my close friends now.
So it's like, yeah, I'm not going to be over here because y'all know what I'm going through. But if you want to see how I feel about this hot topic situation that's currently going on, then pay to come talk to me.
Yeah, that's how it makes it look when you put the link. But without the link, it doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
All it's saying is you won't see me here. I'll be on my close friends. So for anybody that wanted to inquire about that, it's linked already in her bio, or they could have typed underneath, how do I come a part of your close friends? And then she could have said something, but like, I think putting a link on there is what put people in the uproar.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. That's tough. And you know, she's not in the right headspace anyway.
Yeah. She's barely standing. Like, she's still trying to do her obligations and stuff. And then somebody was like, you guys have to think about this. Social media is her job.
Yeah.
And she's grieving. So she's probably not going to be taking much of other jobs right now. So if she could get more of her close friends to where she could just kind of grieve and not have to put in extra effort to work to live, you know.
Yeah.
It's a fine line though, because it's kind of like, well, girl, you just kind of capitalizing on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't have posted the link.
Yeah, I think it was probably the link. I think you're right. The link put it over the edge.
Yeah.
It's the link.
It's definitely the link. But
and then wait, somebody else, maybe from DC Young Fly's family or something like that, mm-hmm. posted Jackie O's kids are might have just been just the oldest daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest daughter was like smiling and laughing, and it just looked like, you know, she was trying to show that the
kids are doing fine.
Yeah, that the kids are doing fine. The daughter had a Jackie O shirt on. And it's just like, I understand a lot of people are wondering how the kids feel, because a lot of the concern is for the kids, even for myself. Yeah. Like, a lot of the concern is for the kids.
Yeah.
But if it ain't DC Young Fly putting the kids online, then you shouldn't be either. He barely just said something, and he was just basically said, thank you for your support. And I appreciate your privacy during this difficult time.
Yeah.
And he just released that, I believe, today, which is Tuesday, June 6th. And this incident happened May 31st. So it's like, and then to think about this thing happened May 31st, and it's June 6th, and we're still like.
It's still heavy. Still heavy in the media.
Entertainers who have passed away, huge entertainers, and they were only talked about in a 24-hour cycle.
Yeah. I think it's so heavy because of the kids, like, and also because, like, the reason why we're even talking about it, this is such a common surgery.
Yeah. And it's glorified. It's just, it's like,
it's like no big deal. Yeah. Back in the day, surgery was like, oh, you get a plastic surgery, girl, what's wrong with you? You like, you don't, you hate yourself, like, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's so common. It's just like, oh, girl, I'm finna go give me a BBL. Like, people openly talk about it. Before, it was like, oh, girl, she got a BBL. But if you asked her, she would be like, no. Now it's like, yeah, girl, I got it. Mm, it look good. You want my doctor's number? Like, it's such a common thing.
I'm still healing, but, you know.
Yeah, doesn't look good. Yeah, girl, he did good. Like, it's very common now. So I think it's such an uproar because people probably already got their set surgery scheduled.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I just said, Alonzo Arnold, he's been talking about getting his for a while. He gained 40 pounds to get his surgery because he didn't have enough fat. He gained 40 pounds to get his surgery. You think he wasn't finna do his surgery? He got this weight on him now. Like, he got to get rid of it. So, I don't know. I just feel like we just have to be cautious in whatever we do. Don't follow the crowd. Do what you feel like is best for you. Pray about everything. Do your research. Get a second opinion. And pray for the best. Because tomorrow's not promised to any of us. We don't know what simple things that we will do in life that may be our last day. You know what I'm saying? Like, life is very precious. You can lose your life doing the simplest of things or the extravagant of things. So we just have to make sure that we are right with ourselves, we are right with God, and pray for the best.
And pray for the best. Hey, somebody the other day said, life is so fragile.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it never feels fragile, but it really is. It's just crazy that in a day, something can happen that can just flip your whole life upside down.
I tell you right now, it feels very fragile right now.
Yeah.
It feels very fragile right now because things have been happening back to back, close to home. And it's like people that you wouldn't never think. Like I was telling Nicole earlier, like just being at my husband's family's house and not seeing the young man like walk out the room was like, oh crap, we're here because he's no longer here.
Yeah, it's just
like that reality check of the fact that he's not here. You know, it's like, that's how close it is. So we just can't take life for granted. And we, you know, just do things to the best of our ability, love on each other. If it's anybody you beefing with and you really care about them, squash it. Because it's probably not that serious if you still care about them. Like,
exactly. Squash it.
Life is precious. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to our TED Talk. I'm sorry.
Thank you for listening to our TED Talk. And we hope that, you know, I don't know. It's just something I feel like we're going to keep thinking about. But nonetheless, we probably could talk about this for hours, but
we have to talk about it though, because we are in a mommy community.
Yeah.
And I know we're not the only ones that are listening that have thought about having some type of procedure, a mommy makeover or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, I know that it's affected a lot of moms, because it could be any of us, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we just wanted to make sure that we talked about it. And kind of just give our opinion or whatever. This is kind of like therapeutic for us to kind of talk about too. When things happen like this that are so close to our community, being that, you know, being moms and everything, I feel like it's helpful to talk about. So thank you for listening. We hope that you guys enjoyed this episode and that you come back for another one next week. Make sure you guys are subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Follow us on Instagram at Somebody's Mama Pod. If you made it to the end of this episode, please leave us a rating and review, because clearly you enjoyed it. You stayed here for a whole 55 minutes. Okay. Well, yes, thank you guys. Love you guys so much. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.